Hi, it's Louise Penny, and here is the pronunciation guide for the third book in the Armand Gamache series. It is called The Cruelest Month. And before I jump right into it, I did want to give you the pronunciation for the main characters, because I suspect that that is really the main thing that most of you are interested in, so you don't have to listen through the whole thing where I go through all the words. But the main characters' names are Chief Inspector Armand Gamache, and he is with the Sûreté du Québec. He's married to Reine-Marie. His inspector is Jean-Guy Beauvoir, and they work with Agent Isabelle Lacoste. And as I go through this pronunciation guide, I'm also, and it's done in alphabetical order, some other names come up as well that I've used through this book. One word that I use quite a lot is alors, which means all right then, alors. It's a kind of a word that is kind of almost a filler word. There's agent provocateur, which I think is a phrase that is often used in English as well. It means somebody who is sort of sly and likes to throw the cat among the pigeons. Someone who plays a big role in The Cruelest Month, although we never actually meet him, is Arnaud. We hear about the Arnaud case. It's spelt Arnaud, but it's actually pronounced Arnaud. There's a phrase we use here, and we say bienvenue, which is you're welcome. When we're joking about something, we say, oh, c'est seulement une blague. It is only a joke. Blague is a joke. Sarah in Three Pines runs a boulangerie, which is a bakery. There's a phrase I use with Lacoste. C'est Lacoste, n'est-ce pas? N'est-ce pas means isn't that correct? C'est Lacoste, it's Lacoste, n'est-ce pas? Isn't that correct? C'est fou means it's crazy. C'est la vérité means it's the truth. C'est magnifique means it's magnificent. Here in the part of Quebec I live in, it's called the Eastern Townships in English, and that's what I refer to it mostly through the books as the Eastern Townships. In French, though, it's often called one of two things. It can be called l'Estrie, or it can be called les Cantons de l'Est. There's another phrase I use, cause célèbre. Cinq à sept is an interesting one. Cinq is five, sept is seven, and a cinq à sept is the cocktail hour or hours. It's something that bars often have. They'll have special prices for drinks in Quebec for between 5 and 7. And now we're coming into some things that people eat. There is confit de canard, coq au vin, crème brûlée, croque monsieur, which is a kind of an open-faced sandwich. Dépanneur is a place where people buy things. It's like a convenience store. In fact, it is a convenience store. One of the main characters, or one of the characters, actually not a main character, but referred to more or less in passing, but becomes a main character later in the series, is an art dealer named Denis Fortin. Another word is désolé, which means I'm sorry. One of the streets in Three Pines is Rue du Moulin. A phrase I use is excusez-moi, which is excuse me. Armand Gamache's granddaughter, her name is Florence in English, but he would be more likely to pronounce it Florence. Franchement is a phrase we use. Franchement means are you kidding or really or frankly. Frites, they eat a lot of steak frites, which is steak and French fries in Three Pines. The Cruelest Month is set at Easter, and Easter in Quebec is Pâques. So people go around and they say Joyeuse Pâques a lot, which is Happy Easter. Myrna runs a bookstore, and it's called Myrna's Livre Neuf et Usagé, which is Myrna's books, new and used. Another phrase is Mais c'est horrible, but it's horrible. Mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen. Another main character is Olivier Brûlé, although mostly he's known simply as Olivier. They drive over in order to get from Montreal into the Eastern Townships, or the Canton de l'Est, they drive over the Pont Champlain. That's P-O-N-T, Champlain, and Pont is a bridge in French. Another thing that people eat here, and when I actually first sent in the manuscript to my editors in both London and New York, they both sent back a question saying, what does this mean? And then when I told them, they still couldn't believe it. They thought I was making it up. And the word is poutine. They could not believe that anyone would eat that. And then when my editor from New York actually came to Montreal and we took her out for dinner, all she wanted to eat was poutine. Unfortunately, this was a very high-end restaurant, and it was all we could do to stop her from trying to order it. Running behind Three Pines and sort of around it is a river, and it's called the Rivière Bella Bella. A phrase that you'll hear a lot is s'il vous plaît, which means please, s'il vous plaît. Sacré is a word they use. It's a swear word. Salut, patron. Salut is hello. It's a very a relaxed way of saying something. And patron is a relaxed way of saying boss. So it would be like saying hi, boss. Salut, patron. There's a village quite close to Three Pines called Saint-Rémy. As I think I mentioned at the beginning, Armand Gamache and the others work with the Sûreté du Québec. They sit around on terraces a lot, and they drink café au lait. Another word that I use quite a lot, and I'll just end it with that, and it's voilà, which means there you have it. Voilà. Au revoir.